Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. When I read this text, I can't help remembering what the kitchen used to smell like when I was little and Mom was baking bread. It filled the entire house. It lifted you a foot off the floor, metaphorically speaking, of course. And I can remember sitting down with an entire loaf of bread and an entire stick of butter all by myself. And then I can remember the words of my mother, "You know, you can't live on that. You're going to get sick." I didn't care. It was that good. But she was right. You couldn't live on just that. So we add to our diet. We balance it. We eat other things, fruits, vegetables. We do all this to have a balanced diet, to be healthy. And yet at the same time, we know in the end that things fail. We get older. The food we eat nourishes this existence, but does not give life. We know that that someday will come to an end. See, the way the story goes, when God made Adam and Eve, they were made perfect. And the food in the garden sustained them in that perfection. And then we all know the story. There came the fall, sin. They disobeyed God. And it pushed mankind, humankind, out of the garden, into the world that we literally live into this day. Fending for ourselves, growing food, hunting, fishing, gathering. The difference is the food that we eat now sustains the existence only for a time. It lacks life. It lacks eternal life. When the people finally caught up to Jesus, I can almost imagine what was going through their mind. That might have been the first good meal they had in a long time. So we got to keep following this guy because he can take little or nothing and make it into a lot. And we get to eat everything. But they missed the point. Because before them in Jesus was that bread which does give eternal life. And he tried to explain to them that the things of this earth, the things of this existence will perish. Uses that very word. But the bread from heaven that God sends will never perish. How do we obtain that? How do we do God's work that we might benefit from this bread, they ask. And Jesus says, believe. For it is through faith that this bread is the gift that it is. That our inner self, our inner being, our very soul is given the promise of eternal life. It helps us put each and everything in existence into perspective. We know that life can be a joy. We know that life can be fun. We also know that life can be hard. We also know that the physical things that we own and we have, at very best someday, will be someone else's. We are nothing more than caretakers of them. But this bread that Jesus gives, this bread that Jesus is, I should say, that God gives through Christ, is yours. It is all yours. It's a gift that you can live in, to take each day as it comes, regardless of the consequences, regardless of the circumstances, and move forth strongly, in joy, in confidence. Now, with this gift also comes other gifts. As Paul tells us, it wells up inside and brings out things that we might not even think we have. But that is the gift to live what we've been given, to preach what we've been given, to act out what we've been given, in the hopes that in the bread that we receive, others will receive it as well. That there will be unity. Paul says, one church, one Father of all things. seeking salvation for all. One body, one head, and all of us a part of that. This is the gift in Christ. This is what we share each and every Sunday. The very presence of Christ, the bread of life, in, around, and under the bread and in the wine. These are God's gifts to God's people, as you've heard me say many times. And these gifts are there to support us, to encourage us, to enrich us, to strengthen us, to give us focus through this journey. And all this we have, all this we have, thanks be to God, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have these things through Him and Him alone. It's a great gift, folks. It is that which sustains, that even in death, we see life through our Lord and Savior. It is that which he challenged others to take hold of, to believe. Just believe. This gift is ours, and it is yours. Cherish it. Live it. Tell it. Be thankful for it. For in Christ, no one hungers. For in Christ, no one thirsts. Amen.